and the most baroque explosion of colors and sounds is just but an expression of a winter to come. And ultimately, we are not able to go to the people to spread our message of liberation, as the people are caged in a different state. And the need for security protocols and certificates is the ultimate excuse to keep people under a common framework of centralized control. And to some capillarities, we are born and back into the natural basin we end up. And human intelligence that will never be beaten is able to map out in all of places the whole meaning of time. And depending on our will, we can either accept the mainstream projection of reality as propagated by technology, or use the same technology to uncover the nuances of reality. To be coherent means to be coherent with others, with the environment, but mostly with our own self. And in our determination not to follow any trends, we'll ultimately have trends following us. And so much civilization is but the result of an ongoing butchery. And ecologically speaking, there shouldn't be any barriers for those who wish to move horizontally, while those who wish to move vertically should be locked up. And to the middle class complaining about their aristocratic rights, a proletarian life should be prescribed. And in our being pacifist, we anyway ought to fight for the premises to be so. And if in the end we are forced to marry a dogma, we shall marry the dogma against the marrying of other dogmas. And the most ecological solution seems to be to spend resources on what is strictly necessary, and for the rest invest into the afterlife. And our first input is the love for nature, and rebelling comes seeing that it's been oppressed. And in all our drive to extend our comforts, we fail to consider we are most mortal. And all this perfectionism dedicated to the machine is only for those who failed to initiate the cultivation of their own nature. And each new paradigm creates the condition that anything belonging to the older paradigm is no longer acceptable. And to be frank about our own thinking should be far more important than trying to respect other people's opinions. And constructing is exciting, but the responsibility to look after what we had constructed is where the hardship lies. And the brightest enlightenment is when we got totally used about the darkness and forgot about the light. And it is not about the speed, but the intensity with which we can relate to the environment, and in this speed detaches us. And the barriers protecting nature are dismantled so as to protect artificial landscapes that are anyway going to collapse. and safety is where every drop of wilderness has been removed, and there is no other excitement than terrorizing civilization. And we ought to evolve into a third nature in order to reconnect to a first nature that a second nature has brought us away from. The bigger the machine, the stronger the power, yet the emptier the meaning within it. The more cosmetic work by effeminated politicians, the higher the taxes and the more the dependence to the state. And by creating a state to get independent from another state, one misses altogether the opportunity to build the anti-state. And compromising are a relief first, but most devastating in the long run. And in our dream for power, we wake up decadent, corrupted, but it is too late. And history is cyclical are historians advocating for or against its cyclicality. And by being an authority or being part of an authoritarian platform, we lose contact with nature and derail. And nature is no nature when it's constantly under the watchguard of the middle class. And civilization has evolved to such extent that its shell that ought to deteriorate is made stainless, and its interior that should be kept deteriorates. And if prohibition is death, a semi-prohibition is always a way for the smartest to sneak out their greedy plans. And it isn't about fear, but about the capacity of building a personal system to handle new threats. And the benefit to record our intention through time is to avoid the oversimplification of time. And like maniacs, we get hold of whatever as long as it is not our naked self. And there is only one way truly to be local, and that is to keep humble. And when it is no longer about mini-making in an horizontal platform, but in a vertical one, all meaning ought to address this verticality. And if it is hard to climb a mountain, it is even harder to climb without a mountain. And learning a language is not so much about speaking it, but about comprehending what the norms are. And with human skills, we start from the cave and end up building monuments, and with machines, we start from monuments and end up in the cave. Lastly, if everyone is following everyone, no one is going anywhere. And while back to our nature, we can only enrich our humanity away from nature and up in the palaces, we can only communicate its corruption. And lastly, it is only in nature that we can be equal, and in any type of artificial settings, there are always going to be divisions. And together with our own character is life, and pressed together, stripped of our character is death. and nature retains the light even when it's dark, but once the darkness comes over civilization, it is totally darkness. And there is only one beauty in civilization, and that is in its aftermath, when nature is able to mutate again the power death into life. And the only conceivable authority is the one telling off humanities from going too far away from nature. And without exposure, there is no discovery, and in turn, nothing worth communicating. And within civilization we feel safe, and around it we feel unsafe, but this is because civilization and its effects is most aggressive in the periphery. Only after causing much trauma to us and to others, we realize that the best modality for all is to be back in the natural realm. And our talent in the hands of the media machine can either become populistic or be killed by the populist. And we should peace against the monuments of any authority and caress these monuments manifest in nature. And there is no actual criticism about the present form of power, but only a criticism that the more sophisticated collaborator of this power do to other forms of power. And effortless comfort is synonymous of degradation, and that is why we ought to be effortful to improve our standards. And only at the end of a frank conversation we can communicate an indelible meaning to others. And work is work because we obey the system, but by obeying our own nature, work is a happy seconding over. And the regulation of consumerism only comes when consumerism is deregulated elsewhere.